Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. Final hour of the program. Here on a hump day, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long's off this week. Stay tuned because coming up this hour, we're going to give away, not right now, but we're going to give away tickets for the Monster Mile, or at the Monster Mile, Dover Motor Speedway. It's the Echo Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. Don't you love that? Let me try that again. Auto Trader Echo Park.
Auto Trader?
Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. Man, rubbing is racing.
Three times fast.
Nope. I'm just moving along because we got to get to this point of, all right, so if you were going to put together a dream starting offensive five, and here's what I would, since you said offensive, I guess we can leave the defensive guys off because I assume when you play flag football, a lot of those guys are going to play both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Like if you look up guys now that are on the Olympic team or have been, you'll see by their names, cornerback, wide receiver, center, rusher. Like they all play multiple positions. But if you had a starting five, first off, who's your quarterback, Ed?
Lamar Jackson.
I have a hard time not going with that. Like if I was going to take somebody else, it'd probably be Jaden Daniels just because you want the dual threat in flag football. And people forget about it all the time because it's so easy. It's pitch and catch.
Mm-hmm.
But the running quarterbacks, man, so defeating when you're out there and you've locked down a defender and then here comes the quarterback running and picking up a first down. I agree with you wholeheartedly. All right, what about a running back?
Christian McCaffrey.
That's a good one. That's a good
one. He can catch and then run.
I mean, how do you not take Saquon Barkley?
Because you don't run people over.
Yeah, but he runs by him too. Like
he does. I mean,
he's got speed. He can catch out of the backfield. Yeah. Yeah, I would look at him, and there's some other guys that I think are interesting for that. If you wanted to start going with some of the new backs that we've seen coming out, like we haven't even seen Jonte play, and he'd be great in that role.
Can you stiff arm and flag?
No, because it all depends on the different leagues. Because full contact, you can, but you're not allowed to what they call flag guarding.
No, I know.
You can't slap hands away
from
but,
the, yeah. But just push arm, somebody away.
A stiff arm could be the same thing. So in the leagues that I played in, I had ones where you could do that.
Right.
But the majority of the ones I played in, it was no. So I don't know what the rule is in flag guarding because they talk about flag guarding, flag warding, whatever you want to call it. And then can I tell you the new thing that guys are doing in flag football that I can't do it anymore because I can't bend is they dip. So when they're running and you're trying to pull their flag. Yeah. They slide their back foot and drop to a knee, and it's just another way that makes it hard. Like me, when I, Joe, you can isolate that. Me, when I was playing, once I wasn't fast anymore, Ed, I showed them the belly. I would run backwards down the field, and while they're trying to, it's hilarious to watch, but it would get me an extra couple yards every once in a while, and there were two times I ran it in. All right.
When we did sprints, I was often the slowest defensive back, but we had to do backward sprints. I was the fastest or second fastest
really?
Backwards. Yes.
It's just,
it was weird. Because, you know, you always, you've seen it, obviously. When you, the DBs will do a sprint, one, but then the next one, backpedaling, forward, backpedaling.
I had one, the one that I scored on, there were like seven different guys that should have pulled my flag and they all missed it. And it wasn't anything I did, so much so that they came and checked my flag in the end zone to make sure it wasn't tied. It was just one of those weird moments. And there are a lot of like big guys, like you'd be surprised, heavier set guys, it's hard to pull their flags because of how wide they are and how distant the flags
yeah.
are. But anyway, all right, let's get to you. Who's your wide receivers?
Oh boy, Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
I just think his speed would be really tough for anybody to handle.
No question.
Yeah, and I'd have to go with some. I may go with Chase.
Yeah, look, you know who mine are. They're the two best receivers in football. Like, Tyreek Hill makes the most sense, but I'm going Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase. And the other thing I'm saying is I'm probably going Tyreek Hill in that group, too, and figure out which one of these guys I want to be my center.
Right.
It's kind of weird, though, like, because when I played, the way that it was set up, you could rush 7 yards back in 5-on-5. So you rush right off the bat. So you move back. There's a line for rusher.
You're back off the line. So, I got you.
And then as soon as the ball snap, you can run. What I did when I was playing center is I read the pass rusher. Is he run into my left or to my right? And then I veer off the other way and give the quarterback an option for a check down. I think I caught 30 more passes than anybody that day because there were so many checkdowns. It's just you're taking 8 to 10 yards every time.
That's hardly any time at all.
Yeah. That's why you want a dual threat quarterback, a guy that can run and create some
because
space.
Because you're just running as soon as you get the ball.
If I wasn't going to pick like tight, you're probably going to want to get a tight end to be the center or somebody else. Figuring out, can you snap it just by turning around? Do you have to snap it between your legs? Different rules in different leagues. But, you know, you might look at a guy like one of these freak athletes. What about a Brock Bowers to be your center? It's a big target. You don't need him to run much. Again, you're veering off one way or the other being a check down. So it's not, I wouldn't say it's not fun, but it's the same stuff over and over again. You know, you're running the same routes, basically. At least that's what we did because we had a ton of success with it. What about you? Who's your center? Are you going to go with a tight end? Are you going to you want to put a Travis Kelce in there? Do you want to get one of these young athletic tight ends that we have? Maybe Kyle Pitts can finally do something.
I'll be honest with you. Some of the guys I might use, I always liked Hockenson when he was the Lions. I might go with him. I don't know if I'd overlook Mark Andrews, though.
And it is, I think for a center, you do want a bigger guy. Yeah. Like, there's this thing where you're not blocking, I'm running a route, but I'm blocking you. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I make you freeze for a half a second or whatever because I run in front of you. This happens all the time. Like, we would have guys in our league that would snap the ball, and Ed, because you could snap, you didn't have to do it between your legs, you could just pitch it back.
Right.
And they would turn, like, here's the line of scrimmage. They would turn their back to the line of scrimmage and spin and run the way that the pass rusher is coming just to get in front of them. And it's like, I'm not blocking you, but I am. So I think that's interesting, but they don't need all these guys. You don't even need, you can take the five worst guys in the NFL and they're still going to kick everyone's ass.
I went with Hockenson because he's 6'5", he's big tight, you know, Likely's almost that big.
That's another perfect, I mean, it won't be all Homer centric here, but you can't send two.
You can't?
No, you got to send one.
Oh, all right. Well,
then it's Lamar.
Then it's Lamar.
I mean, Lamar's the no-brainer quarterback in this.
Yeah. And then it's Hockenson.
All right. Pretty cool. We want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. We'll take some calls right after the Daily Line. Coming up next, I went 4-1 in my top plays. The one miss was the damn Astros and Rays. Perfect hitting environment. Nobody can hit. They suck, man. Their bats. Jose Altuve's batting third for the Astros right now because of all the injuries they've had, and they lost Kyle Tucker. So what a just a terrible situation down there. But had a nice night last night. Missed two plays out of everything that I gave out. One was the Orioles. I'm not giving out the Orioles as a play today, but I might be on the over. I'll give you all the plays. There's a ton of great weather spots today. We talk about it next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the fan. All right, let's just dive right into it. Finally, a great night to talk about. It could have been better had the Rays and the Astros figured out how to go home. Just get your players home. Score a run. You're in the best hitting environment of the day, and you guys can't hit the baseball. You suck. The Rays offense is just, and I know it's not like you look at it and go, well, there's not a lot of big names there, but man, it's been so bad. Same thing with the Astros now that they've had these injuries. But where are we going to go tonight? There's a lot to look at. And with last night, as I said, things were really good. I lost that Astros over, hit the, what else? We hit the Fever over I talked about. And by the way, Caitlin Clark and the Fever lost outright to that terrible Atlanta Dream team. The Atlanta Dream team. That wasn't Atlanta. Brittany Griner's on Atlanta now. She had a big game as they just kind of handled the Fever. I was surprised. But it went over the total, so that was good. We also had the Thunder. They won big. The Red Sox under. I think it was 2-0. And we also had, there was another game that I have, another baseball game. We had the Red Sox under and the over in the A's and Angels. That was a great one to have there. So anyway, let's look at today. We've got, I don't have anything for the NHL. I thought the game it's virtually a pick 'em. I don't have a strong feeling for it, and I'm not trying to force it just to say, hey, I got a hockey game for you. Same thing with the WNBA. I would lean to their new team, the Golden State, whatever the hell they are. They're playing, they expanded. They got a Washington Valkyries. Yeah, that's a dumb name. Valkyries.
That's not a dumb name.
Golden State Valkyries.
It's a badass name.
It's a
Norse.
The name is badass, but not for a WNBA team, that the Golden State Valkyries.
Awesome.
That's stupid. You guys just like the word. That's a dumb name for a basketball team.
Sexist.
Why
sexist.
Do you feel that way? I think for, of all the dumb names they've come up with for these basketball teams, and there's a bunch of dumb names. Dumb. That one, you know, that's where you
draw the line? I think that might be the dumbest. Well,
Connecticut Sun?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's in the, it's a big orange thing in the sky. What are you talking
only
about?
In Connecticut.
Yeah.
Right.
No, well, Phoenix has the Suns. They got two of them. Why did Connecticut only get one?
They're opposite sides of the country.
Why did Connecticut only get one? Uh-oh. What are you doing?
Oh, the flight of the Valkyries.
Yeah. Hey, how many times are we going to hear this at the Golden State game? It's just, come on, man.
By Wagner.
But I do think Golden State plus six is viable tonight, even though I didn't make it a play. In the NBA, love the Knicks. Wanted to make it a top play, but I love so many baseball games today. It didn't make the cut. I kept... Having the Knicks in it, and then I would take it out, and having it in, take it out. It just
put it in, take it out. What are you talking about?
The Knicks. I had them in my top five, and then I took them out. But I do like them minus the 4.5 tonight. Should be a fun game, and can't wait to watch that. A lot of these basketball games I haven't been as excited to watch, even though they've been good games. I really want to see the Knicks play the Pacers. I love the nostalgia of this series, too, and the build-up should be pretty good. Now, on to baseball, where it's just... It's a thing of beauty today. MLB weather. Reds over. Probably the best spot of the day. But all of these spots are great. Like, really, really good. Like, really, 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 really good. Sorry. Twins under. Weather. We got some rain in the area. I don't know that anything looks like it's going to be postponed just yet. But there are some games that do have rain for a couple hours throughout. So, see if they can fit it in. Cardinals over is a good spot. Close to the Reds over as being one of the best spots today. Braves under, Red Sox under. It's just miserable up there. You saw the 2-0 yesterday. Plus, it's Garrett Crochet on the mound, so you got to feel good about that. Yankees under, I like, and the Phillies over as they're in Coors. And as I've said, anytime it tells you to take the over in Coors yeah. because it's good hitting conditions, you probably should jump on it. I still didn't play it today. I have a hard, like when everybody is on one side of it, I have a hard time going with the public.
Even if they're right?
I mean, I won't know until after the fact. But,
but if yeah. they're right.
But it's like yesterday was one of those examples yeah. with the hockey. The total was 5.5. Everything would tell you between Carolina and Florida that yeah. the under is a phenomenal play. Mm-hmm. When I saw as much money coming in on the over and it wasn't budging, I'm going, I got to take the over. So flip the script and that's what I took. Now, here's what I like in baseball, and then I'll give you the top plays. I do like the Orioles and Brewers to go over 8.5. I like Gunner for a homer today as well. Called that last time, and see if we can't hit it again. Atlanta, Washington under 8.5. I like that a lot. I like the Cardinals and Tigers over 8.5. Should be a top play, but didn't make the cut again. Yankees and Rangers under 7.5. Everybody's betting the over here because of who it is. Jacob DeGrom is pitching. He's back, and it's weird because that... I don't know what you want to call him, the soft-tossing lefty that the Yankees are going to trot out there today. Not great, but, you know, this is a situation where this year he's done fine enough for him in limiting damage in Ryan Yarbrough. And when he struggles, they just take him out of the game and go to the bullpen. So it's kind of a nice, you know, thing to have. The total 7.5, and people would look yeah. at it and see Ryan Yarbrough and go, oh, my God, we got to take the over.
Yankees are annoying me.
Yeah. A lot?
Yeah.
Because of what? Booing Juan Soto?
No. Okay, but they beat the Mets in the series.
Wow.
They're hurt and they're still winning.
Yeah.
They beat up and they're still in first. Yeah. That's for nobody in the division's good. The second best team was 500. It's the Red Sox. 500.
And the Red Sox have had the easiest schedule leading up to
yes.
it. Everybody sucks.
500 is the second place team.
Well, here's the top five for today. And I love all these games. Mets, Red Sox, under 8. By the way, the Yankees-Rangers under 7.5 is a top play. Arizona and the LA Dodgers over 9.5. Corbin Burns is pitching, and I think the Dodgers are going to light his ass up tonight. And I think Arizona, their bats go off as well as Dustin May, or Ginger Guard, if you want to call him that. He's pitching. I love Corbin Carroll tonight.
I love Corbin Carroll every night.
Yeah, I love him to hit a home run. I love him over 1.5 bases. Do with it what you will. Since he pit over 8.
He's phenomenal.
He's amazing.
Is. Yeah.
Since he pit over 8, that's a 12:35 start, my top play on the day, and the Angels A's to go over 10.5. Don't be afraid of that number. That place, look at it. Did you see yesterday all the runs that were scored? Like, mm-hmm. It's not a ballpark Major League Baseball team should be playing in. unless you want to see this, these 9-7 yeah. games all the time. But just to recap real quick, A's over, Pittsburgh Pirates over, Dodgers over, Red Sox under, Yankees under, my top five. I do love the Knicks. I do love the Cardinals, Tigers over as well. Feel really good about today. Called a Corbin Carroll home run, a Gunnar Henderson. I got a feeling that Brent Rooker's going yard as well. So there you go. All right. We've got, it's funny because with the encore and what we learned be coming up in a little bit, but up next, going to talk more Mike Elias. Do you guys feel like he can win the fan base back? Are you upset? What did you think about the media availability and his reason that he needed a couple days? 410-583-1057.
There come times where the go forward look at things involve different voice. And, you know, ultimately, I'm stretching back into early last summer. This is a team that we feel has been collectively and individually to varying degrees underperforming its talent level. And we want something new in order to hopefully restore them to the level of play that we expect of ourselves.
There you go. That's Mike Elias. I guess you could say finally talking to the media, but not all of the media. Oh, man. Interesting enough, as you look at what's going on, and now, like, because of how bad the Orioles are, everything is getting picked apart that Mike Elias has done. MLB Network's been all over it, whether you want to talk about it from a free agency standpoint. The one thing that I think a lot of the guys have said he's done a phenomenal job drafting. But what I agree with some of the talking heads is, what about the young players here? Like, don't you want to see them play? What is it with this up and down whole thing that keeps going on? I know sometimes you have some, you know, roster fluctuation and moving this guy here or there. Chase McDermott came up in a doubleheader. You fully expect him to go down, right?
Yeah.
Pitched again yesterday. It's something where I don't like the idea of Coby Mayo. He's done everything he can do at AAA. There's nothing wrong with him being at AAA. He's blocked by Ryan Mountcastle. Yeah. And if Ryan Mountcastle is not a part of your future, I hate saying this because I know we all love Mountcastle. I thought he was going to be traded. It didn't happen. I don't know if it still has a chance to happen this year. We'll see. But Coby Mayo should be playing first base as much as possible to see if that's your guy. Right? Like,
I think that's the problem because things have changed dramatically. I've been a big supporter of Ryan Mountcastle. I did not want to see him traded. I thought he contributed a lot to the team. Things have changed now because the team's not going anywhere. So now that my decision-making would change. So, yes.
And again, I don't know why we go back to this all the time. Like, people say, that guy sucks, trade him. That's a good way to go out there. Say, hey, we got a guy who sucks. You got somebody who's good for him. It sucks to sell a guy low.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep bringing up Sandy Alcantara down in Miami because he's had a terrible season this year. When that was a guy that we wanted the Orioles to target and trade for. Imagine if you traded for him and how things are going right now. He'd look like one of your best pitchers with his 6-run ERA. But yeah, it hasn't been good. Free agency wasn't what fans wanted it to be, what it should have been. The injuries are just, to me, that's adding on even more. I feel like if you didn't have all of these injuries, that you're still in that mix. And maybe it's not good, but it's not this bad.
No.
So
I mean, they're probably because they still not be hitting. Yeah. So that's the problem.
Well, I mean, but you got to also realize too, Jordan Westberg, Colton Cowser, that's a big part of your lineup. And to be fair, Westberg was 0 for 30 before he got a couple of hits and then got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a setback. Colton Cowser's in at Ripken Stadium tonight, I think. Is he in single A? I know he's at a rehab start starting today. So we're just going to follow all that and see what happens. But the trade deadline, it's not going to be what we thought, but it's got to be interesting this year and who they decide to sell off. And if this losing continues, is Mike Elias the next guy to go? And I would say, yeah, it ends up happening. And I don't know. Like, I still want to see what he can do with this roster. I think he's phenomenal in the draft. But, yeah, I mean, you got to look at it now and say that the free agency, it just hasn't cut it.
Definitely not.
Because, Ed, like, if you're not going to play Coby Mayo to find out if he's the guy, why aren't you trading him to get something that you needed? I don't want to trade Coby Mayo. But at the same point, 30 at-bats ain't it. You don't get to bring a guy up for 30 at-bats and say, hey, that's who he is. Because if we did, a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame probably wouldn't be in there right now. It's just, It's 30 at bats. You think about a Major League Baseball season. Which I just told you, Jordan Westberg went for an 0 for 30. That was an all-star last year.
Right.
You want to judge him off of that? So it's a tough situation all around. And it's not fun to talk about.
It's not fun to talk about. It's not fun to watch. And the problem with this season, though, I think Viv said it the best. Like, he's been covering sports here for 30 years. He's never seen anything like this. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I've seen teams have down years after, you know, winning a World Series or whatever it may be. First of all, they didn't win the World Series, but they did have, you know, 2 good years in a row. But it's stunning how bad they are. It's not like they're just, you know, bad, like, and this isn't a rebuild. This isn't new players. Somebody pointed out to me, so, you know, somebody was talking this. They said, well, they got rid of the best pitcher and the best hitter. Santander was not their best hitter, and he was batting 185 today.
Well, that's why I mean,
come on.
We've had guys call in and say they shouldn't have got rid of Santander. This is what I go to, though, when we have arguments about baseball. Mm-hmm. The immediate reaction is always the right one, right? Because we don't revisit in a year or two. Because mm-hmm. if we had all you cats that said trade Jackson Holiday last year,
right?
You feeling the same way right now? You know, would you have given up a Jackson Holiday and Kobe Mayo to get Tarik Skubal? I wouldn't have, and I understand it. Like, Tarik Skubal's a guy that's had a couple of Tommy John surgeries, and I'm not trying to knock and ding every good pitcher, but the fact of the matter is, like, you're not competing financially with these other teams. I don't even care that we have a billionaire owner. Yeah. You're just not. So you do have to create another way to do it, and you have to make smart signings in free agency, and they've done anything but that. The only good news is they haven't given out any long-term deals.
Right.
So far, because it hasn't worked out, but... You're hoping that.
Can you imagine
does come
if they
up.
Did and had this season?
Oh my God, Tyler O'Neill. You know he's going to finally start hitting when this team is just dead.
Yeah,
just like he's going to come back from his eye, and that's when we're going to see the power surge. Just going to be crazy. But how do you feel, Ed, about moving forward with the younger players possibly getting called up? And I mean, I think it has to happen, right? Like, I'm not saying it has to happen tomorrow. They got to sit down and talk about this, but. Kobe Mayo should be playing here as many times as he can, right-handed pitching, left-handed pitch. I don't care. Mm-hmm.
So you're asking me, do I want to see it or I think it's going to happen?
Do you think it should happen?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean,
nobody wants to see that just because all it means is that your team sucks and now you're looking at all the youth. But I didn't agree with some of the talking heads that were going, yeah, you got to trade a bunch of these pieces and get 10 to 12 prospects back for them and just blow it up. What are you blowing up? You've got all this young talent under contract for a long period of time. If you're saying grab one of those guys and trade him for something, I'm listening to you. They don't want to trade Colton Cowser, but if he was healthy and somebody offered you a starting pitcher that was under control, yeah, you've got to listen to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Gunner to me, Jackson to me, those guys are untouchable. And I'd even put Jordan. I don't want to move Jordan at all. Like, I'm not worried about that.
I think Westbrook's the second best player on the team.
Hmm?
Honestly.
Who's first?
Gunner.
Okay, just checking. Seems you had a different idea of who's first. Jorge Mateo. No.
No.
God. And it's funny, like, Ed, we've heard so many guys go, oh, if the pitching wasn't this bad. And then I was doing that while you guys were going, I'm worried about the hitting. I'm like, are you guys kidding me? We have good hitters. They just have to start hitting. They still have to start hitting.
We have good hitters. They're just not hitting anything. Yes.
They're not doing the one thing that you expect a hitter to do, hit. Especially with runners in scoring position. Yeah, it's just been abysmal. So, Joe, what caller? Caller number 5? Sounds good. 2 tickets to the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400 happening this Sunday, July 20th at the Monster Mile Dover Motor Speedway. Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. Nailed it.
Very good.
Yeah. Are we doing this all week or is it just today? All week? All right, so I'm going to hang on to
take
that.
Take some edibles and do that.
Yeah. What, go to the... read
to
it?
The read.
God, what did I? There was something the other day that I was trying to say, and it just the words. Weren't coming out.
I did that last night.
I heard Tom Segura telling a story, and I don't know where he went or who he was with, but he said, I always assume it's Joey Diaz because he eats a ton of edibles, mushrooms, whatever it is. He's tossing it back, and he takes an ungodly amount. But Segura was asking his buddy for like a 10 milligram. He goes, oh yeah, here. He goes, is it really 10 milligrams? And then he grabs four of
40.
Them. Yeah, he grabs four of them and throws them back. That's what I do. I grab four 40s and throw them back.
I know.
So he gave him a 40. And if you're a nickel and dimer when it comes to it, 5 milligrams, boy, you get a 40. Oh, man, that's a spaceship trip like no other.
Yeah.
Enjoy that one while you're under your sheet counting your toes and fingers over and over again. It's just it's an interesting time. All right, we've got to get to the encore, what we've learned. I've got some interesting jokes for you today,
do
too.
You?
Can't wait to tell you. That's coming up next here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan. I just didn't want Steve to be hanging in there and all of a sudden talking in the background. I was like, what did he say? You think? All right.
It'd be quite as bad as me talking in the background.
By the way, I'm in charge of Ed when we're talking, coming back in from breaks. And sometimes I feel like a jerk because I'm like, shh. It's like Dr. Evil. I'm going, shh, stop it. Something's going to happen. Because you were obviously talking about things you don't want people to hear.
Yes. Absolutely. That's 100% what happens.
Like, we're going to be coming back one time, and Ed's going to be like, yeah, and I punched her right in the belly. What?
That has happened.
Hold on. What happened?
You can't hear it because the music blocks it out, but then, like, I can go back when there's no background sound to it when I pull up in the skimmer, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm glad that did not go out over the air.
Yeah, there's some definite things. By the way, even some of the sounds that come from the laptops and phones, like Rob's phone's going off, your laptop, I'm like, which site are you on? Anyway.
Not ESPN.
Is that a hamster? Oh, look, all right. Let me get away from this before I get myself in trouble. There you go. That's your encore for the day as we're wrapping up here. Lots that we talk about is regarding Mike Elias. There's plenty of sound from him. I'm sure the guys today Haney and Inside Access will be getting into a lot of this. Appreciate Steve Molesky and everybody else, Mark Viviano, that joined the show. Ed, who's it brought by?
Obviously, every day is brought to you by Lion's Den. Let's explore your curiosity. Spark up that relationship with Lion's Den. Check it out. Even Jeremy liked it.
I loved it.
Did love it.
Yeah, I was back there trying on nipple clamps.
I know.
Yeah.
Branding special Ireland.
Joe, you got the pictures. I'm thinking of the Ireland.
I did not, actually.
Thanks for the nipple clamps.
What do the edible undies taste like?
Well, I think I made an edible underwear joke there, too. It's like
you did, actually. What the hell did you say?
Something about wearing it. Like,
yeah, one line was coming out.
Something about edible underwear, if I return them, they'd come back in a different flavor. I don't know what it was, but you get it. You get what I'm saying, Joe. All right, let's get to what we learned. That's you, Ed.
I know. You know what it is? I'm waiting for the sounder like we used to have.
Yeah, I know. And I did the same thing to you with the Lion's Den thing. I just started talking.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the sounder. I feel we don't have it anymore. Anyway, you know, you were talking about, somehow it came up about killer whales and the World Wildlife Federation is my favorite animal. They sent me a little stuffed killer whale. I said, oh, do you know they're still attacking ships?
Yeah.
It peaked. Of course, I fell into a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
We know. It peaked from 2020 to 2022. 2024, there were more attacks. That was last year. And apparently it's still happening. And the marine biologist, it's George Costanza, must have weighed in on this. They think they're just playing. It's play for them.
Yeah.
They say the attacks on sailboats constitute a form of play. The rudders may be popular trending orca toy. It's a popularly trending orca toy.
See,
the rudder, they're ripping the rudders off sailboats. capsize one.
To the point you're making, Mary Kay sent me a message, tour guide, and she was in Morocco and said they were sinking vessels over there. And if you haven't watched them, like we talked about them playing with their food, they will punt a seal, a penguin, a dolphin with their tail. They come up.
Yeah.
And if you've never watched them hunt sealed when they're on like ice, little they icebergs in the water.
Yeah.
They come up and they push the water over the top of it. They do it as a group and it just washes the seals right off and then they attack them. Yeah. They're the smartest animal out there, in my opinion.
Because they're not really whales. They're porpoises.
Yeah.
They haven't killed anybody outside of captivity, though.
No.
Yeah.
But they have capsized boats recently.
Well,
they're destroying boats. They have, they're not eating people, but they're knocking them to the water.
Do you remember the old horror movie or like scary movie? Was it Orca? Is that what it was called? Where it was like Jaws, but it was Orca. Yeah. I don't know why they haven't brought that back and redid it. Like it's that animal. They're so smart.
They're so smart and they're dangerous. They're like, really dangerous.
I mean, they'll beach themselves to eat a seal that's in the sand and then try to get back in the water.
Yeah.
So
anyway, by the way, to remind people tomorrow night, Washington Tavern, 5 to 7. Having a happy hour for yours truly. So come on out to the tavern 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon if you can.
Yeah, I want to say thanks to Archbishop Curley for having me out last night with Deontay Hardy. As I said,
Was he there?
Yeah, he was so funny,
man. No, Archbishop Curley.
Yeah, he showed up.
Did he?
He said, wah, 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 wah. That's what he All right, so Ed, you know this. I had a neighbor come up to me yesterday. My wife was mowing the lawn. And she comes up to me and she's yelling at me and she's saying, how dare you? How dare you let your wife mow the lawn? And I'm like, well, what are you talking about? She likes doing this stuff. She does all the work around the house. We have her mow. She does a really good job mowing the lawn. She goes, you should be out here mowing the lawn. You know what? You should be hung. And I said, lady, I am. That's why she's mowing the lawn. Sorry. Do you know what a gay horse eats? Hey. Yeah. It's one of my favorite jokes. All right, let me get to this. Some of these today are really good. I hopped on the treadmill at the gym, but everyone else was staring at me, so I started running instead. Bacon and eggs walked into a bar. Bartender says, get out of here. We don't serve breakfast. You get Joe, bacon and eggs, it's a breakfast meal? And they don't
Yeah, serve. Thank you. Yep, thank you.
Gotcha. Did you guys, I don't know if you guys saw this. This came across the wire. The huge hole. That's on 83. Yeah, a huge hole appeared on 83. Don't worry, the police are looking into it. By the way, there's no hole. There's no sinkhole on 83. my son asked if we can make a few JFK jokes now. I said, sure, son, that's a no-brainer. Joe, he got shot.
That is awful.
It was? Oh. This next one, I was dying when I read it. What do you get when you divide a poop into three pieces? Turds.
In Ireland.
That's right. I don't get it. It's turds. Yeah, there's three of them. Anyway, what do you call a depressed bird? A blue jay.
Hey.
Yeah. It's just
nasty little bastards.
And then
they are. I've one in my pack. It's nasty as hell.
I asked my wife if sex is a chore to her. She replied, "No, chores make me feel satisfied afterwards."
Oh, that's pretty funny.
If I won the lottery, I promise no one around me will be broke. I'd move to a really wealthy neighborhood.
Joe had to think about that one.
Yeah, he did. He didn't hit
the wrong button.
I just burnt 2,500 calories in 20 minutes. I forgot to take the brownies out of the oven. My wife traumatically ripped the blankets off me last night. But don't worry, I will recover.
Okay.
No? All right, I'm getting out on that one then. All right, everybody. Haney's up next. Ryan Ripken back in today with him. Going to be a good time. Stay tuned for that. We'll be back tomorrow. And don't forget about Ed's event tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, Mount Washington Tavern.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.